मुद्देलाक बुरा चाहे तो क्या होता है, और वो ही होता है जो मंजूरे खुदा होता है। गुड मॉर्निंग एवरीवन, और नमस्ते, नमस्कार सीताराम, और अस्सलामु अलैकुम, एंड अ वेरी वार्म वेलकम टू योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग एडिशन ऑफ शबनम, एंड स्पेशली डिजाइंड टू असिस्ट यू विद योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग चोर्स एंड टू पुट यू इन ए पॉजिटिव एंड गुड फ्रेम ऑफ माइंड एंड टू ऑल्सो इग्नाइट स्पार्क्स ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल इंस्पिरेशन टू यू एंड योर लव्ड वंस। जहां कहीं आप मौजूद हो, अपने कामों से जरा सी मुहलत लेकर इन मस्तानों को सुनने के लिए तैयार हो जाइए। और ऐ बहारे बाग अरुणिया चंद रोज, देख लो इसका तमाशा चंद रोज, और ऐ मुसाफिर कूचका सामान कर, इस सलामे है बसेरा चंद रोज।
Up and running. Up and running. ShabnamRadio.com, streaming the culture across the seas and around the world.
सीताराम सतरेकाल जय गुजरता साई राम अस्सलामुअलैकुम गुड आफ्टरनून एवरीबॉडी यस इट्स सैटरडे रेडी फॉर शबनम एंड वी गोना एंजॉय अनदर फ्यू आवर्स टुगेदर ऑन दिस सैटरडे ब्यूटीफुल इंडीड इन टोरंटो कनाडा. Welcome, welcome to you, you and yours. Germany is on. We want to say welcome to the folks out in Germany. And of course, Switzerland, London, United Kingdom, India. I always love to say hi to, namaskar to our friends out in India. Trinidad and Tobago, Guyana. New York, how are you? It's your humble servant, Richard, as he's keeping you company till 1 to 4 o'clock. Want to say hello to Master Control, my sister Baljeet. Sat Sri Akal. Hey, to you, our truck drivers, our courier drivers, our frontline workers. You know we love you. Also, we have a couple of people cruising along and they're already messaging us. We want to say welcome. Some folks heading down to Niagara Falls. Gary and Davika, they say they're ready. Saishta Subrati, welcome. Assalamualaikum. Hey, my sister Mina and my brother Perth, how are you? I want to let you know that we will be starting that new segment we've been telling you so much about with our dear friend out of Trinidad and Tobago, compiling a veteran broadcaster, a sweetheart indeed, Nicole Duque, is joining us here at Caribbean Showtime Shabnam Radio. And the first newscast is coming up today at 1:30 Toronto time. Very, very nice indeed. Hello to Nicole Duque and all her so many fans and friends. Especially to her mommy. Hey, mom, how are you? Must be very proud of that young girl. Trinidad and Tobago, welcome. Of course, we'd spend some time paying a tribute to the sweetheart, the angel, the mother Saraswati on earth, the later, the greater, the Nightingale of India. I like to say the Nightingale of the world, Lata Mangeshkar. We will be doing a special tribute to her on today's program. Coming up in a little bit also, we'll be doing the Hanuman Chalisa. Hey, don't forget, you can listen simply by dialing 647-872-4900. That's 647-872-4900. And of course, calling to the studios at 416-848-7772. That number again, 416-848-7772. And don't forget, Valentine is coming up, okay? And to my brothers who sometimes forget, we're here to remind you. Well, we're going to start off the program a little bit something like this. Welcome to Shabnam Radio.
It's up and running. Up and running. ShabnamRadio.com. Streaming the culture across the seas and around the world.
Starting off with the voice of the late Lata Mangeshkar. Want to dedicate it to a special young man listening. Gary from his beautiful wife, Devika. Enjoying the program, enjoying a beautiful cruise. Welcome.
समझे कि तुम मेरे क्या हो कि तुम मेरे क्या हो तुम ही मेरे मंदिर तुम ही मेरी पूजा तुम ही देवता हो तुम ही देवता तुम ही छोटी सी माटी की गुड़िया तुम्ही प्राण मेरे तुम्ही आत्मा हो तुम्ही मेरे मंदिर तुम्ही मेरी पूजा तुम्ही
A beautiful selection to start off this morning's program or this afternoon's program. As we continue featuring the voice of the late Lata Mangeshkar, we want to encourage you to engage yourself today with today's program. Right now, however, we want to take some time to remember a father who left the family 46 years ago. We'd like to present a Hanuman Chalisa in the loving memory of the late Udit Narayan, who passed 46 years ago on February 9th, 1975, of Lusignan, East Coast, Demerara. He was the husband of the late Jagrani Narayan, father of baby Ulrich, Chandra, Jasmine, Meena, and the late Bayo and Derek Narayan. Dad, you left us so suddenly that day. It's hard to forget someone who gave us so much to remember. We thank you for giving us life, for all your love and support. We think of you often and talk about you still. Your love has never been forgotten and never will. We hold you close to our hearts until we meet again. Like to dedicate today in his loving memory the late Udit Narayan, the Hanuman Chalisa, done here by Lata Mangeshkar. And we want to say thank you to Meena and Perth for sharing these memories with us and sponsoring today the Hanuman Chalisa. To the grandchildren who never met Grandpa, remember, he passed on the 9th of February. And today, Grandma and of course your mommy and daddy will share with you the stories of this great man. He was a giant indeed, from what I heard. So be proud, little ones, and carry on the tradition of the good values that he left behind. And remember the stories that you would be told today to repeat it to generations to come. We remember him, the late Udit Narayan. And we here at Shabnam Radio and Caribbean Showtime would like to extend to our sister Meena and to her siblings and the entire family our condolences indeed, because the pain never leaves your heart indeed. Here is a Hanuman Chalisa to bring some comfort at least at this time.
Shri Hanumate Namaha Shri Guru Charana Saroja Raja Nija Manu Mukuru Sudha Varana Raghubara Bimala Jasu Jodayaku Phalachari Buddhihina Tanu Janike Sumiro Pavana Kumar Bala Buddhi Vidya Thank you.
The Hanuman Chalisa, heard every Saturday on Shabdam Radio, is brought to you today in loving memory of the late Udit Narayan, who passed 46 years ago, February 9, 1975, of Lusignan, East Coast, Demerara, Guyana. He was the loving husband of the late Jagrani Narayan, father of Baby, Ulrich, Chandra, Jasmine, our dear sister Meena, and the late Bayo and Derek Narayan. I am always proud and pleased to share on this program commemorations like this, and knowing sister Meena and Pert, you know, we always talk about them every week because they not only keep me company here, but they support the community. They do so much in and all for the community. But, you know, she always look after. She would either her son, then her uncle, her brothers, her husband, the grandkids. And I want to applaud people like this who really cherish the memories and the values of family. Thank you. Thank you so much. May Hanuman Baba comfort you, you and your brothers and sisters. And again, to the young ones, especially the grandkids that might be listening, listen, your grandpa was a great soul indeed. So ask, well, I know she will tell you, but, you know, I want you guys to remember the stories so that you could pass it on to your children and children to come. You're listening to Shabdam Radio. Thank you for spending your time with us. Coming up still at 1:30 is the news. And again, we want to say hello and welcome to Nicole Dukey, out of Trinidad and Tobago, a veteran broadcaster, a journalist, and we are proud to have her as part of our team here in Canada on Caribbean Showtime and Shabnam Radio. That's coming up in 2 minutes.
There's a new funeral home in Durham that combines elegance with affordability. Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, offering many services from traditional burials to simple cremations, plus great reception facilities to celebrate your loved one's life. Right now, funeral homes have a 30% allowed capacity, but this is a larger facility, so it's perfect for larger services. Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, striving to provide grieving families with compassion, care, and convenience. On Finley, near Bailey in Ajax. Online, acvc.info.
Jazz Supermarket in Brampton is the preferred place to shop for all your Caribbean grocery needs. You're guaranteed fresh fruits and vegetables as shipments arrive twice a week. Whether you're sending a barrel, money, or just need to find a certain ingredient to get that back home taste, Jazz Supermarket has it all. You can even stock up with poultry or meat from the halal meat counter, CDs, gift items, or fresh bread and pastries from the bakery. Caribbean jewelry and ready-made casual clothing now available. Senior discount card holders get a 5% discount. Come visit Jazz Supermarket, 9025 Torbram Road at the corner of Queen and Torbram in Brampton, where friendly service awaits you.
Kent Jewelry, West Indian owned and operated, continues with the tradition of handcrafted custom-made jewelry. They understand how precious and significant your jewelry are to you. So whether it's bangles, chains, earrings, necklaces, or a special custom-made piece, or even repairs, call on Cairns Jewelry. 1176 Morningside Avenue, the same plaza with Charlie's at Morningside and Shepherd in Scarborough. 416-293-7181. Cairns Jewelry, for quality and affordable jewelry. Kent Jewelry, West Indian owned and operated, continues with the tradition of handcrafted custom-made jewelry. They understand how precious and significant your jewelry are to you. So whether it's bangles, chains, earrings, necklaces, or a special custom-made piece, or even repairs, call on Kent's Jewelry. 1176 Morningside Avenue, the same plaza with Charlie's at Morningside and Shepherd in Scarborough. 416-293-7181. Kent Jewelry, for quality and affordable jewelry.
Welcome to ShopNomRadio.com. ShopNomRadio.com.
The time is now 1:30 in Toronto, and it's time for the news read by Nicole Dukey. Here is Nicole Dukey.
The headline: Venezuela baby is killed among aboard a vessel off the waters of Trinidad. A Guyanese MP is suspended from the parliament. With the details, I am Nicole Dukey. In our top story, a 9-month-old baby was killed in a shooting incident in the waters off Trinidad. The incident took place last weekend. The Trinidad and Tobago Coast Guard claims that the vessel was found trying to enter the country illegally. It notes that attempts were made to intercept the vessel. In a statement, it explains that officers fired several warning shots. When the vessel was finally intercepted, the child was found dead in her mother's arms. The incident has led to several human rights groups calling for an investigation. Venezuela is also demanding that Trinidad and Tobago launch an exhaustive investigation. Meanwhile, Trinidad and Tobago's National Security Minister Fitzgerald Hines confirms that an investigation is ongoing. He made the statement while addressing a sitting of the Senate. In some more stories coming out of Trinidad and Tobago this week, controversy continues to surround the country's police service commission. This as the opposition leader Kamla Prasad Bisesa is questioning the reason for the scrapping of a merit list of candidates for the post of police commissioner. As a result, she is signaling intentions to take legal action.
That the UNC will be commencing legal action to obtain the legal opinion which recommended scrapping of the 2021 merit list, which is new police service commission is hiding.
Mrs. Prasad Bisesa is calling for the current members of the commission to resign.
A woman was in tears telling me about her experience with one of the new police service commission members. I can't repeat it tonight. Some of these people have no right to be on that commission. Why don't you all just have some shame and do the decent thing and resign? Because the UNC is going to expose you.
Meanwhile, Trinidad and Tobago's United National Congress was able to retain its seat in the local government by-election for the Davis South Electoral District. The by-elections were held on Monday. It was contested by the ruling People's National Movement, the United National Congress, and the Progressive Empowerment Party. And the Water and Sewerage Authority of Trinidad and Tobago is bankrupt. That's according to the country's Prime Minister, Dr. Keith Rowley. He says the purchase of desalination water has been putting a burden on the authority's finances.
And that's a growing debtor, because so far, we are largely supporting mainly the interest and a little of the principal. Trying to get it out. So the bulk of the water is being supplied by WASA from non-desal means. But that plant in Point Lisas, which we are contracted to, till 2034, supplying, 17% is it? 17% of our water supply has bankrupted WASA.
As a result, Dr. Rowley calls on his public utilities minister to formulate a plan to address the situation. And taking a look at entertainment news out of Trinidad and Tobago, 14 finalists will compete in the grand finals of the 2022 International Chutney Soka Monarch competition. This announcement was made on Thursday by the organizers of the competition, Southex Limited. One artist from the United States was selected with 5 new contestants to the grand final stage. Also in the race are 3 members of the Prabhu family and the Bihari brothers. G.I. Bihari will be defending his title as Chutney Soka Monarch King, while Nisha Ramsukh will be defending her title as Queen. Moving over to Guyana now, there were tensions in Guyana's parliament this week as one member was suspended from 4 sittings of the House. This took place during the ongoing budget's 2022 consideration of estimates. There was an outburst from APNU AFC MP Sherrod Duncan. Mr. Duncan refused to back down despite being cautioned by the House Speaker Mansoor Nadir.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, I trust...
Honourable Member Mr. Duncan. Honourable Member Mr. Duncan. Honourable Member Mr. Duncan. Honourable Member Mr. Duncan. Could you please take your seat? Honourable Member Mr. Duncan. Honourable Member Mr. Duncan, I ask that you withdraw. Honourable Member, you withdraw from the House at this moment. Honorable Member, Mr.
This then led to a motion being moved to have Mr. Duncan suspended.
Mr. Speaker, based on the behavior of the member and disrespect to you as the Speaker of this House, I move that the Honourable Member, who is not speaking from his seat, is not in his chair, that he be suspended from the House for the next four sittings.
Honourable Members, the Member is now suspended. Honourable Members, I put a motion that the Member, the Honourable Member, Mr. Duncan, be suspended from the House for the next four sittings. Those in favour say aye. Those against say no. The ayes have it. The member is suspended.
The government of Guyana, through the Office of the Prime Minister, has begun the installation process of 1,000 free internet access hubs. It will be done at hubs across five regions and is dubbed the 1,000 Hubs Project. The initiative is a collaborative effort between the Industry and Innovation Unit at the Office of the Prime Minister and the National Data Management Authority. It will result in thousands of persons benefiting from access to free Wi-Fi. The hubs will be outfitted with 1,000 internet boxes presented to the government by Huawei in November last year. During that presentation, Prime Minister Mark Phillips said that a donation will assist his government in its aim to bridge the digital divide in Guyana. Meanwhile, the construction of the first 100 homes at Williamsburg, Hampshire, East Burbies Quarantine Region 6 are said to be progressing under the Ministry of Housing and Water Central Housing and Planning Authority. The homes are being built at a total cost of $750 million. They are currently at various stages of completion. Measuring 20 feet by 30 feet, these are two-bedroom flat units with living room and washroom facilities. Over 200 persons, including youths, have so far been employed as skilled and unskilled workers by contractors executing the project. Most of the building and construction materials are being sourced from suppliers within the region. A number of the contractors have since voiced their appreciation to the government for reviving the economic activities in the region. They noted that they expect to employ more persons as the project continues. In some more news, a man who was sentenced to serve 80 years imprisonment in 2015 had his sentence reduced to 35 years by the Guyana Court of Appeal. Balram Singh was convicted of the brutal murder of taxi driver Bomeshwar Sukhdev. Singh was found guilty by a 12-member jury for the murder of Sukhdev, who was killed between January 19th and January 27, 2010. He was sentenced by Justice Navindra Singh at the Demerara High Court. Moving on to some more news from around the Caribbean region. The biggest festival of St. Vincent and the Grenadines is officially happening this year. The announcement was made by Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves. Vincimas, which was how the carnival is called, received a go signal for 2022 in a decision during a recent cabinet meeting. In 2020 and 2021, the carnival was cancelled due to the pandemic. Aside from this, the island also experienced a volcano eruption and Hurricane Elsa. Police fired tear gas for a second day Thursday in attempts to break up protest by striking workers demanding pay increases at an industrial park in Haiti's capital. These workers are employed at factories that produce textiles and other goods. They claim that they make $5 a day for 9 hours of work and are seeking a minimum of $15 a day. Their demands come as Haiti has seen a sharp rise in inflation. Several suspected lottery scammers have been arrested in Heartland's estate in St. Anne's, Jamaica. The operation was conducted by a team of police personnel from the St. Anne Division, the Criminal Investigations Branch, and the Proactive Investigations Unit. Members of the military also give support. The police say lottery scamming paraphernalia was seized in the operation. The police are insisting that criminals who are hiding in gated communities will be apprehended as they continue to target guns, gangs, and gunmen. You are listening to the Caribbean News Roundup on Shabnam Radio. It's time now to take a look at COVID-19 news in the Caribbean region. 7,831 children have tested positive for COVID-19 in Guyana since the fifth case was confirmed in March 2020. Health Minister Dr. Frank Anthony made this disclosure during his daily COVID-19 update on Monday. However, he stated that most of the cases have been mild and did not require hospitalization. Jamaica on Wednesday recorded 152 additional COVID-19 infections, pushing the tally to 126,589. Of the new cases, 82 were women and 70 were men, with ages ranging from 4 months to 95 years. A total of 2,201 tests were conducted. The country's positivity rate is now 14.9%. Assistant Director of the Pan American Health Organization, Dr. Harbaz Barbosa da Silva Jr. said, work is underway by researchers to develop a universal or super coronavirus vaccine. It is anticipated that the proposed vaccine will be very effective against all COVID-19 variants and provide permanent protection against the disease. He was speaking during PAHO's weekly COVID-19 digital media briefing. CARICOM leaders have signed a document for the procurement of COVID-19 vaccines for children between 5 and 11 years old. That's according to Trinidad and Tobago's Prime Minister, Dr. Keith Rowley.
I signed a CARICOM document alongside all our CARICOM colleagues, where we are seeking to get vaccines for our children ages 5 to 11.
Meanwhile, the Caribbean Public Health Agency is urging ministries of health to continue the rollout of their COVID-19 vaccination campaigns. In a statement, it says CAFA recognizes that an uptake of the vaccine is critical to achieving maximum protection from severe disease and death in the region. However, CAFA's program manager for the Caribbean Regulatory System, Dr. Rian X. DeVore, cautions member states against the use of any adult formulation of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine for the vaccination of children aged 5 to 11 years. Dr. X. DeVore pointed out that there is an absence of the information on testing of the phosphate-buffered saline formulation in children 5 to 11 years old. And this brings us to the end of the Caribbean News Roundup on Shabnam Radio, where we keep you updated and informed on the latest developments in the Caribbean region. My name is Nicole Duki, inviting you to join us again next time.
And that's the news on Caribbean Showtime Shabnam Radio. Nicole Duki, a veteran journalist out of Trinidad and Tobago, will continue to bring us the news and update us on what's happening in the Caribbean region. Tune in next week at the same time for Nicole Duki and the news.
Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Lapakal, Lapakal. Door-to-door service, never late. Ocean cargo and your air freight. In a hurry, don't waste no time. Express shipping when you're shopping online. Warehousing to consolidate. With Lapakal, you don't have to wait. Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Lapakal, Lapakal. Visit Lapakal.com.
Ronnie and staff at Roti Roti Restaurant at 979 Albion Road extending to all our listeners a safe and blessed weekend. Ronnie invite you to drop in and taste from their tasty menu. Remember, for your catering needs, drop by and visit 416-745-9208. Whether it's a wedding, a family function, religious function, no event is too big or too small. Give him a call. Roti Roti Family Restaurant, where no roti is made before its time. They are located at Albion and Islington, the new downtown Etobicoke.
There's a new funeral home in Durham that combines elegance with affordability. Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, offering many services from traditional burials to simple cremations, plus great reception facilities to celebrate your loved one's life. Right now, funeral homes have a 30% allowed capacity, but this is a larger facility, so it's perfect for larger services. Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, striving to provide grieving families with compassion, care, and convenience. On Finley, near Bailey in Ajax. Online, acvc.info.
Shabnam Radio on a Saturday, as we say hello and welcome. We're going on until 4 o'clock today. And hey guys, I would like to hear your feedback on the news. Please drop me a line at 416-832-7293, 416-832-7293, or you could call into the studios now, 416-848-7772. As we say hello and welcome to Saishta, sending out greetings on the birth anniversary of Sister, our dear Sister Rafina at the Tariq Islamic Center. Sister Rafina, how are you? Assalamu alaikum, and you know, you're a star girl indeed. So I have to pick out a nice song for you. So we're going to do that now, and you know, we are your celebration headquarters. I want to also dedicate this one to our new team member, Nicole Duki. Hey, watch out soon, she'll be doing the news for us on television. Thank you, Nicole Duki, and welcome aboard. Also to your mama, we say hello and welcome. And to so many fans, she is the person behind Chutney Soka News. Happy birthday, Sister Rafina, from, of course, all of us here at Caribbean Showtime, Shabnam Radio. And Saisha, the entire Sobrati family, sending their love. We want to say hello and welcome to Kamal Hamid and his family. Vikram out in Niagara Falls, my brother, welcome. Brother Roy Suknanen, and of course to his grandson Daniel, welcome. Hey Daniel. Brother Arif, and of course his loving mama and papa. Welcome.
चार सजना दिल चार सजना है ये प्यार सजना
Hey, don't forget, coming up at 4 o'clock is Shamji Ali with TBZ. You don't want to miss that, but right now, here is Shamji with a special tribute as we look back at the life and times of the late, great Lata Mangeshkar on Shabdam Radio.
For generations, she was known as India's Nightingale. With a voice, reputation and body of work that commanded global adoration and respect. The name Lata Mangeshkar was synonymous with the Indian film industry and for millions all over the world. Her passing has left an irreplaceable void. Lata was born to Pandit Dinanath and Shivanti Mangeshkar on September 28, 1929 in Indore, India. And had four siblings, sisters Meena, Asha and Usha, and brother Hriday Nath. Her father was an accomplished classical singer and stage actor, who taught music to all the children. Even at a young age, Hema, as she was named originally, displayed a God-given musical gift and could master vocal exercises even after only one lesson. At the age of five, Hema started to work as an actor in her father's musical plays and was later renamed Lata after a character in one of the stories. When Lata was 13, her father died of heart disease. It was then the director and close family friend Master Vinayak stepped in to help the young Lata further her career as an actor and singer to help support her family. She had a small role in the 1942 Marathi movie Kitti Hasal and even made her debut as a playback singer. But ironically, her song was dropped from the film. A few years later, in 1945, Lata moved to the heart of Hindi cinema, Mumbai. There she played a small role with her younger sister Asha in Master Vinayak's first Hindi language movie, Bari Ma. Altogether, she acted in as many as 8 films in Hindi and Marathi to take care of economic hardships. After Master Vinayak passed away in 1948, music director Ghulam Haider, whom she considered a godfather, mentored Lata as a singer and tried to get her work in films, but was told that her voice was too thin and high-pitched. In the 1940s, singers with heavily nasal voices such as Shamshad Begum and Noor Jahan were in style. And although Lata initially imitated Noor Jahan, she later developed her own style of singing. Haider nonetheless persisted and gave Lata her first major break with the song Dil Mera Tora, Mujhe Kahi Kana Chora in the film Majboor in 1948, which became her first hit.
Dil mera toda, o mujhe kahi kana chora, tere pyar ne.
The film Mahal in 1949 gave Lata her breakthrough hit when she sang for popular actress Madhubala. Listeners even started writing to All India Radio, requesting the song Aayega Aanewala and asking for the name of the singer. In the late 40s and early 50s, other popular films came her way. And Lata sang multiple songs that all became runaway hits. Her sister Asha Bhosle too came up in the late 1950s, and the two of them were queens of Indian playback singing, right through to the 1990s. In the 1960s, Lata continued to work with India's biggest lyricists, composers and music directors, delivering hit after hit. Simply put, she was the biggest singer India had ever seen, with the most massive hit songs. Films like Mughal-e Azam, Mr. X in Bombay, Milan, Shagrid, Durasti, and Jeene Ki Raah. When a country was at war with China, she sang a song that became a soul-stirring anthem of India, the patriotic, E Mere Watan Ki Logo. From the 1970s onwards, she also staged many concerts in India and abroad, including several charity concerts, And in 1974, Lata Mangeshkar became the first Indian national to perform at the Royal Albert Hall in London. Apart from movies, Lata also released other non-film albums, such as Ghazals and Marathi folk songs. But for the millions of fans in India and abroad, the songs on the silver screen were the most captivating in films like Pakiza, Prem Pujari, Sharmili, Abhiman, and a string of others. Lata shifted focus to touring abroad in the 1980s, but still remained the biggest force in playback singing, with many aspiring singers imitating her. In the 90s, her legendary voice still continued to deliver some of Hindi cinema's biggest hits, including From Dil To Pagal Hai and Dilwale Dulhane Le Jayenge. She is widely considered as one of the greatest and most influential singers in India. Her contribution to the Indian music industry in a career spanning 7 decades saw her record thousands of songs in over 36 Indian languages and a few foreign ones. Over the years, Lata would have received countless awards, such as the Dada Saheb Phalke Award, bestowed by the Government of India, the Bharat Ratna, India's highest civilian honor. France even conferred on her their highest civilian award, the Legion of Honor. No matter which female singer breaks through in any generation, no one can replace the timeless voice of Lata Mangeshkar. She was an icon beyond icons.
Well done indeed. It's so refreshing to hear a short snippet like that put together so beautifully by Shyamji Ali. Thank you, Shyamji. And again, you can catch more of Shyamji later on the program. Remember to catch him this evening at 4 o'clock right here on Shabnam Radio.
Ronnie and staff at Roti Roti Restaurant at 979 Albion Road extending to all our listeners a safe and blessed weekend. Ronnie invite you to drop in and taste from their tasty menu. Remember, for your catering needs, drop by and visit 416-745-9208. Whether it's a wedding, a family function, religious function, no event is too big or too small. Give him a call. Roti Roti Family Restaurant, where no roti is made before its time. They are located at Albion and Islington, the new downtown Etobicoke.
For generations, she was known as India's Nightingale.
Trinidad's Shyamji brings you a radio show like no other. Step into the Bollywood Zone, the Indian music industry's biggest hits. You've just gotta hear this show. Saturdays from 4 to 6 p.m. exclusively in Toronto on Shabnam Radio.
As we continue on Shabnam Radio to pay tribute to the beautiful voice and, of course, the personality of the late Nightingale of India, Lata Mangeshkar, I'm asking